Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Burns Post Game Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. 8-3, the final score. Royals lose game one to the Mets, and there's a lot to discuss after this one. I'm interested to see how up for it you are. Long rain delay tonight, but wow, still a lot of people piling out at Kauffman Stadium. Must have been one heck of a fireworks show. How you doing, man? Good to see you. Yeah, it's a nice bobblehead, isn't it? Yeah, Eric Hosmer, I like it. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals' four-game winning streak is no more. But there are about a half a dozen, maybe more, moments in this game that I think are worth dissecting. If you're up for it, dial me up. Let me know on the text line, 913-586-7965. Royals blow an eighth-inning lead for just the third time all season. Boy, you know what? I'm really surprising myself right now. If you would have told me going into this game today that the Royals, a team that was 37-2 when leading after seven, if you would have told me earlier today that the Royals are going to blow an eighth-inning lead, boy, I would have ventured to guess that I'd be rather agitated afterward. But no, I'm surprising myself right now. Maybe if you were in the building, if you were one of the more than 28,000 to turn out for this one tonight, maybe you feel the same. I thought I'd be more upset. Maybe you are. Maybe our discussion tonight will fire me up, and yeah, maybe I'll find that agitation. You know what? Maybe it just hasn't sunk in yet. The fact that the Royals dropped game one. Maybe if they drop the series, I'll be a little bit more agitated about this one tonight. Because you guys know where I stand right now with this ball club. They don't need magic to make it to October. You know, I'm not saying a postseason trip is likely. Royals are three games below 500. Of course not. 67 games to play and the boys are three games below 500. No, I'm not going to say that October is likely. But it's still possible. And you know the formula. Win your series at home. Go 500 on the road. And the Royals will end 2025 with 86 victories on the season. I believe 86 will be enough to get you in. It was last year for the Royals, and I think it would be again this season. So no, I'm not agitated. I'm not freaking out after this one because they can still win the series. Michael Lorenzen goes tomorrow. Noah Cameron on Sunday. So no, I'm not going to blow my top after this one. Not today. Not tonight, at least. Maybe if they gag another one away tomorrow or on Sunday and you tally it all up, it'll lead to some frustration that'll ultimately boil over. Now, how about that? Pete Alonso just walked by the booth out here at Kauffman Stadium. And there are still hundreds of baseball fans walking by, completely oblivious that Pete Alonso's just walking amongst them. That's pretty cool. Phone lines are open again, 913-586-7965. And listen, if you miss the game, if you're one of those beauts that listens to this show on the podcast in the morning, if you're one of those people that doesn't only listen live when you're leaving the ballpark, God bless you. Thank you very much. Putting food on my table, man. We really appreciate it inside the Vern, your household. And if you haven't subscribed to the All Things Vern podcast, please do it. Preferably at the Odyssey app, but honestly, anywhere you get your podcast, just search All Things Vern. 913-586-7965. It was an exciting game. Yeah, 8-3. Again, if you missed the game, it sounds like a blowout. It wasn't. This was a really entertaining, painstaking roller coaster of a night at Kauffman Stadium, of course, beginning with an hour and 20-minute rain delay. But a very exciting game. It wasn't the laugher that the final score would tell you. It was... You saw Michael Wacha battle tonight. I mean, the guy has a 34-pitch third inning, and I'm thinking there's no conversation of him possibly coming out for the sixth. But Waka's able to get through the fourth and fifth on just 15 pitches. And I know we in the press box were having a conversation of whether or not you bring Wacha back out for the sixth. Matt Cutrero decides not to, and for good reason, because Angel Zerpa pitched his tail off tonight. So there was plenty of good from Wacha to Zerpa. How about Bobby Witt Jr.'s blast? If you were in the building, you're never going to forget that one, because that was a very Mahomesian blast from Bobby Witt Jr. A very, all right, I've had enough. Over my dead body, we're walking away with this victory tonight. That's what that home run was from Bobby Witt Jr., his 14th on the season. 913-586-7965. It was even nice seeing the Mets breaking bats over their knees, spiking the bat on the dish. Right, Mark Vientos and Pete Alonso breaking their bats. Man, there was a lot for a Royals fan to get excited about. And sure, there was plenty to be frustrated about. But I'm just having a tough time directing my anger, disappointment at anybody in particular. Because the loss, if we're being honest, yeah, the loss goes at the feet of Steven Cruz, sure. Steven Cruz unable to pick up Lucas Erceg, who was unavailable tonight. Am I mad that Lucas Erceg's back is bothering him? I can't scream at Lucas. Steven Cruz, yeah, man, I need you to be better than that. But for the better part of this entire season, he has been better than that. So I'm sorry, I can't crush Steven Cruz after this one. Jonathan India, should he have scored on that goofy play in the first inning? It's easy for me to say, yeah, dude, get up and score. I wasn't the one that just had 16 different metal spikes penetrate my hand, right? And I'm certainly not going to sit up here and question the toughness of Jonathan India after all that we've watched all season. So what? I mean, what? Yeah, I'm disappointed that they lost, but I'm having a tough time being upset. Cruz, Urseg, India, the offense. Royals offense 0 for 8 tonight with runners in scoring position. Some pretty nice defensive plays by the Mets as well. That third baseman robbed Jonathan India of what would have been an RBI single in the second. I mean, bottom line, Royals lost. Royals gagged it away. Call it what you will. My frustration is being held in check until the series goes to the Mets. How about you? Let's get to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. We're going to start off with Logan in Kansas City. Logan, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead.
The game was really good. The fans were into the game the whole game. And Bobby Witt's home run was, like, electric. The fans were going absolutely crazy. But just the bullpen, is Steven Cruz, he's been really good the whole season, but he got to lock in and just throw some strikes. And Taylor Carr just giving up those home runs just really sucked the soul out of this team.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. Again, they had two on with nobody out in the first inning, and the Royals get nothing. They had two on with two outs in the second inning. They get nothing. They had man on with one out in the third, two on with two outs in the third, and they get nothing. Man on second with two outs in the sixth, and John Raves swings through a splitter. Vinny Pasquantino's on second base with one out. Neither Mike Kell nor Salvi are able to drive him in. Taylor Clark turned this one into a laugher, no doubt about it. But I didn't show up to Kauffman Stadium tonight expecting Taylor Clark to lead this team to victory. I expected Waka. I expected the offense. Waka battled, and the offense, again, 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position. Logan, I appreciate the phone call, but there's really no reason to talk about Taylor Clark, in my opinion. You want to talk about who's to blame? It's the offense. It's Steven Cruz, right? 913-586-7965. Let's go to Alex, who's from up in St. Joe. Alex, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Burn, thanks for taking my call. I was at the game tonight, and it was a blast, but I'd have to disagree with you a little bit. I think the game was lost, and the manager, I thought there'd be no way I would have let Cruz face 2, 3, and 4. I just thought Estevez, that was your save situation. And I know he's dropped a lot with left on base for sure, but there's no way I would have left Cruz on for 2, 3, and 4 batters with a two-run lead.
So do you bring him out in the eighth inning and let him face the leadoff hitter?
Yeah, no, you couldn't because Cruz had to face a third, right?
Well, he ended the seventh, so he could have just called it good right there. Carlos okay. Estevez could have opened up the eighth inning.
Yeah, I just thought after that first at bat, there's no way with that heart of that lineup coming in, I'd want my best versus their best in that situation.
Yeah, fair enough, no doubt. Appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. Top of the eighth inning, Steven Cruz, who threw seven pitches in the seventh inning. Got Brett Beatty to stare at a slider, a questionable strike three, but strike three nonetheless, as who knows what was going on with the strike zone tonight. And then Cruz got Tyrone Taylor to fly out. So seven pitches, two outs, no Lucas Urseg. And you heard Matt Quatrero talk about it earlier. Oh, he thought about bringing Estevez out to start the eighth inning. But instead, he gives it to Steven Cruz. And Cruz gets ahead of the leadoff hitter, Brandon Nimmo, 0-2. And throws him a slider that's down and in. It's a ball. But Brandon Nimmo, protecting with two strikes, pounds it through the right side into right field for a leadoff single. Now, Cruz against Francisco Lindor, I thought he threw strike one. Who knows how that plate appearance turns out if that strike one is called properly. But, and I'm certainly not going to blame the umpire. Don't get anything twisted here. So, after not getting strike one, no excuse, but Steven Cruz then walks Francisco Lindor. Juan Soto works a walk himself, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Cruz can't pick up Lucas Urseg. and he puts Carlos Estevez in a darn near no-win situation. Estevez strikes out Pete Alonso, getting him to chase 97. But then Mark Vientos sees five pitches in his battle with Estevez. Four of them are sliders. The fourth is elevated out over the dish and roped to the wall in right center field that clears the bases and turns a two-run Royals lead into a one-run Mets lead. 4-3 at the end of eight, and yeah, Taylor Clark turns it into a laugher in the ninth as he allows four runs. Yeah, that's a fair point. If you wanted Estevez to start the eighth inning because that's the top of the Mets lineup, no, I can't fight you on that. Nice hearing from you. Let's go to Daniel from Hamilton. Daniel, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Young players are young players. And they're trying. They're good. They're good. I mean, that's the way it is, but they're young players. And they're just not up to par because they're young. That's what I think it is.
Okay. Thanks for the phone call, Daniel. Nice to hear from you. It was nice to see Bob in Midtown, who's nice enough to dial us up after the Royals dropped game one of the Mets, 8-3. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Good to talk to you after the game. You know, I had a great time out at the K. It was a good team watching two quality teams play. It's just, you know, sometimes baseball happens. Sometimes you just got to face a lineup with Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto and Pete Alonso, and that's the result. So, you know, that happens. It's wild, though, because my reaction at the end of the Pirates series is, yeah, that was nice, but, man, we need more runs. And this is evidence of it. Not that, you know, I could have fully expected a comeback after coughing up those four runs in the top of the ninth. But, it would be nice to have scored more runs before that with all those runners in scoring position.
No doubt. No doubt. And this remains, appreciate the phone call, Bob, this remains the worst run-scoring offense in Royals franchise history. We're at 95 games into this 2025 season. 95 games in, and this Royals offense has scored 324 runs. 324. The 2018 team scored 13 more runs than this club. The first ever Royals team, the 1969 bunch. 17 more runs than this bunch. So again, statistically, through 95 games, the 2025 Royals are the worst run-scoring offense in franchise history. 913-586-7965. Let's head out to Wichita. Talk with Craven. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
So I think we're misappropriating the blame for players, and it really falls on Q, and it started with him subbing out our best outfield defender in a situation that probably doesn't give us a run there. Allowing Cruz to walk the bases loaded is absolutely crazy. I mean, you put the winning run on. If you're going to go to SFS and you're going to consider that, when he walks the second batter.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, man, your phone's rough, bro. I appreciate the phone call. I'm having a tough time reacting. It sounds like you had an issue with him pinch running Tyler Tolbert for Kyle Isbell in a 1-1 game in the seventh inning. Tolbert, of course, caught stealing as he overslides. I don't even know if it was an overslide. It's, you know, one of those technicalities where he's off the bag. His whole body's off the bag for like a millisecond. Can't happen. I'm not going to give Tyler Tolbert an excuse. Can't happen. But personally, I had no issue with that move at the time. Got to steal the bag, though. And, okay, yeah. You wanted Estevez to start the eighth inning. Okay, yeah, I've heard that. Alex said that earlier. Craven, appreciate the phone call. Hopefully you got a better connection next time. Let's go to Dom, who's out in the Capitol. Dom, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thank you. Single walk. Anything I hate is walks. It seemed like there were a bunch of them in the game. You can't give up that many walks and expect to win a game.
Eight of them. Yeah, eight walks today. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, hey, yeah, walks will kill you, no doubt about it. 913-586-7965. Royals lose 8-3. They're now 37-3 when leading after seven innings. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Let's go to Quentin in Kansas City. Quentin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Vern?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was out there for the last 6 hours or so, so I could have been better outcome. But honestly, I think kind of what you were saying is correct. There's not a single player to blame. I think, honestly, we're either going to look at a 2014-like team where we're going to fall a little short at the end of the day, or we're going to make a move and really say we can contend. Unfortunately, with Reagan's out, I'm feeling like it's the latter, and we're probably not looking World Series this year, but I think it's competitive, and the atmosphere out at the K is fine. So, like I said, I don't think sell the ship or anything, but definitely stay steady.
I got 20 days left until the trade deadline. Royals have two games left until the All-Star break, 14 games to play before the trade deadline, 14 more games to evaluate this 2025 team. Thanks for the phone call, Quentin. Nice to hear from you. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. For the first time since last Saturday, the boys suffer a loss. We'll take a quick timeout, get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here is Bobby swinging, hitting it high, hitting it deep, left center field. It is gone! A two-run homer from Bobby Witt Jr. And the Royals take a 3-1 lead. And this place explodes. Bobby's fired up coming around the bases. And his crowd is fired up. Number 14 for the All-Star, Bobby Witt Jr. And the Royals take a 3-1 lead.
Oh, baby, Stu, you nailed that one. Steve Stewart making the hair on my arm stand up, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, and he nailed it, too. If you weren't watching, if you weren't in the building, yeah, there was a little something extra after Bobby connected on that first pitch heater. Middle, 97 in the heart of the plate. Are you kidding me? 97 coming in. 105 miles per hour going out, 431 feet over the left center field wall. Bobby Witt Jr. breaks a 1-1 tie, and it really felt like he said, all right, I've had enough of this. I'm calling game right here. Two-run blast puts the Royals up 3-1, heading to the eighth inning, but it was a short-lived lead. Bottom of the seventh, Royals go up 3-1. Steven Cruz, in the top of the eighth, gives it all back. And the Royals lose 8-3 in a game that was so much better, so much closer than that final line would indicate. But Bobby Witt Jr.'s 14th home run of the season was, without question, tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Bobby Witt Jr. batting .397 across his 14-game hitting streak. It's already the fourth time in his career he's had a hitting streak of at least 14 games. Fourth time. There's only three Royals in history that have done it more. George, Willie, and David DeJesus. They each had five. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Chris in Lee's Summit. You're on the postgame show. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Josh. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I was out at the game tonight with my son, and it was a great night. Bobby's home run was absolutely electric and a great moment. My question to you is, I'm totally good with Cruz coming out and starting the eighth. Why not go to Schreiber when we get a guy on? And the second question I have or comment is, I do feel like tonight's loss is on the manager. I'll listen to your thoughts off the air. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm certainly not going to fight for Q, you know. And that's not a knock on Q, but that's what you do. After losses, people blame the manager. Schreiber after Brandon Nimmo, I'm guessing. You said you're okay bringing Cruz out, but once you bring Cruz out, he has to face three, you know? So maybe you didn't want to bring him out, so don't bring him out for the eighth inning. Start with John Schreiber. The issue there is he's facing three lefties, and Schreiber not so good against lefties. He's a righty specialist, right? Nimmo, Lindor, Soto. So I don't think Schreiber was the answer. And I think we go back to what our guy in St. Joe said out of the gate. You know, if you're going to second-guess the decision of Matt Quatrero, you second-guess the decision to bring Steven Cruz out to begin with. Personally, it showed me that Lucas Urseg was unavailable, so somebody had to pick up Urseg. Somebody had to pick up an additional three outs. Schreiber would not have been my choice. Sam Long would not have been my choice. Obviously, Taylor Clark would not have been my choice. It's either, you know, Daniel Lynch is on the IL. There's not another lefty out there that you're going to call upon, correct?
Yeah.
No, it's either Estevez or Cruz. And there's nobody else, right? Am I missing another option? If you don't have Urseg, it's either Estevez or Cruz there in the eighth inning, and Steven Cruz didn't get the job done. Is that Q's fault? You're entitled to your opinion. To me, it's a young right-hander looking like a young right-hander for the first time in a long time. Royals bullpen, still a top 10 ERA in Major League Baseball. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Emily in Overland Park. Emily, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, Josh, I've been waiting to talk to you since like 2013. Okay, that is what I'm feeling right now.
What have you been waiting for so long for? What have you been waiting
for? Well, I don't know. I don't know but you know what? I am not a stats person like you. I'm more of like a spirit feeling person. And you know what I feel right now? I feel like when people didn't believe in Haas. That's what I'm feeling about like Nick Lofton right now.
Really?
People need to believe. That's what I think.
That's fair enough.
Because I was at a game tonight, and I felt like the crowd. I felt the feeling in the crowd, and people are ready. We are ready for it again. We are ready.
I agree. Well, Emily,
people don't believe, but they will, and they will regret it in about 3 years when they're like, weren't believing right now. Because I believe in Quartararo, just like people didn't believe in Yost. I believe in Quartararo now. He's going to do it. I think that Lofton can do it. We all know that Salvi can do it. We all know. We all know that Junior can do it. Just believe, people. Just get into the spirit. Come on, it's so much more fun. I mean, all the calls tonight have been like, wah, 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 wah. Who cares? Get into the spirit.
Well, we need more calls from you, Emily, to get the people going. So I appreciate it, and please don't wait 12 years before you call again.
I love you, Josh.
Right back at you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Mike in the Northland. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was good to see you Wednesday when I brought the kids by the booth there, Vern,
yes,
against
sir.
The Pirates.
Yes,
and my son, he goes, Dad, it's really cool to put a face with a name now. And I'm like, yep, you'll learn that
face.
As you get older.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say,
face,
you know. That,
well.
Listen, I was in radio, and people always, the joke is, yeah, he's got a face for radio, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, when you're looking at the series before the Mets got here this weekend, you're like, okay, Senga's going Friday night. That might be a tad tough. And then, you know, Saturday, I think the Royals got a good chance. And then Sunday, I'll put my money on Cameron to go up against anybody.
Sure.
So as you alluded to in your open, if they come back and they win the next two games,
all good.
Then this is just a blip, right? It's just, yep, hey, one
yes,
bad
sir.
Inning, no yep. big deal. Royals win, you know, 8 out of the last 10. So let's go for the second half.
We're rolling.
If they lose the next two or lose the series, then the red flag comes up again, and you're like, okay, I know 37-3 now. I'll take that out of every 40 games. Are you kidding me?
Sure.
Here's the thing, and I want to give Ryan Lefevre a shout-out and a little credit. Okay. He says this all the time, whether he's on the radio or he's on the TV broadcast. Anytime the Royals score – it's up to the pitching staff to have a shutdown inning the next time, the next inning. Keep all the momentum with you in your dugout. And tonight the Royals failed to do that. Bobby hits the two-run blast. The place is going nuts. And then immediately, and even the stolen base, the caught stealing of Tolbert, I mean, it cost him one run, but it didn't cost him any. You know, they got runs out of it. It's not like they put up a zero.
Right.
Right? So they got four straight hits after he got, you know, Isbell hit, India singled, Bobby with the bomb, Vinny followed up with a double. So it's not like that caught stealing really killed us. But then you come on the eighth, and Cruz just had a bad night. And listen, like Emily said, worst case scenario, I think you're going to be one game under 500 going into the break. Worst case, or the best case scenario, excuse me, best case scenario, you're one game under. Worst case, you're three. And go get somebody. Let's go. I'm fired up. Let's go.
I love it. Mike, I appreciate the phone call. And yeah, man, we've been around too long. Now, I'm not saying I'm expecting the Royals to win the next two games. Right? The betting odds said prior to today's game, the Mets are favored to win this series. And the first 94 games of the season would tell us, no, the Royals are not going to win this series. They don't have the offense. Their defense isn't consistent enough. They don't run the bases well enough. Urseg is unavailable in game one. But those 94 games are behind us, right? July has looked better offensively for the Royals. So, like Emily said and like Mike agreed with, yeah, I'm giving this team a chance. This pitching staff has been so incredible this season that it's allowed this team, despite all that's gone wrong, it's allowed this team to still control its fate. If you do what good teams do, win your series at home and go 500 on the road, you're going to be there. You're going to be there in the final week of the season with a chance to go to October. With a chance to go to the postseason in consecutive years. And they still control that fate. Now, you got to win these next two. No reason to believe that they will, but it's baseball. I'm going to show up expecting them, hoping that the boys can walk away with a victory, and it's on them to go out there and execute. Tonight, they couldn't. Cruz, Waka, the offense, Taylor Clark failed to execute. But if they take care of tomorrow, if they win the finale, I mean, I promise you it's going to be a party on the postgame show Sunday. Right? Royals hit the break, one game below 500. Marlins await coming out of the All-Star break. No, you're going to feel real good about this team. So forgive me if I can't, if I'm not crushing the manager, if I'm not raining down on this ball club right now. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, you can scoff and say they haven't earned it, and that's fine. But the thing I never understand is how we wait, at least myself, I wait all winter for this season, man. I wait months through spring training. This is what I love. The baseball season, the grind of 162, the day-in, day-out nature of it. We all wait all winter long for baseball to return, and then it's like a race to see who can quit on the team first. Who can wave the white flag before their neighbor? I'm not down with that. So maybe they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. But so long as they control their fates, I'm going to see what they're going to do with it. Game two tomorrow, 3:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. Let's go to Jason in Spring Hill. Jason, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern.
Hey.
Just wanted to say, hey. No, man, I appreciate what you and all your guys do, man. Longtime listener. Was at the game tonight with my son and my daughter-in-law.
Nice.
And, man, we come into this series just white hot, momentum going. Everybody's pumped up. You know, we come in, we got a ton of hits tonight. You know, everything was cruising along. And like that caller said, it's just a blip on the radar. But, man, I got to give a shout out to Emily. I wish everybody had her personality and attitude on the world life. I mean, that girl, she's got it going, man. I agree with her 100%. But, you know, I mean, India was on third. We had Bobby Witt on second, and that throw got away. And, unfortunately, India got hurt. I hope he's all right. But, you know, he didn't get hurt. We would have had two more runs right there.
No
caught
doubt.
Stealing. You know, I mean, that, you know, that's going to happen. But, you guys have said, I listened to you guys last week, and they was talking about Jack Caglione, everybody sending him back to the minors and all that. But like you guys said, he's not going to learn anything, you know. I just wish Q would put him up in the lineup a little bit where he had protection, you know, where the pitchers would actually start throwing him some, you know, better pitches and all that and see what that would do. So, but, Vern, I appreciate everything, man, and be listening to you tomorrow, too.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Nice to hear from you, Jason. Jack Caglione tonight, 0-4. Cags' 33rd big league game. He has 33 games, 29 strikeouts, 18 hits, 8 of which have gone for extra bases. Let's go to Elliot in Olathe. Elliot, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Elliot? Come on, man. How about Preston up in St. Joe? Preston, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I have more of kind of like a statement for everybody that's been calling, complaining about Q. I just got to say that everybody, I think, has forgotten that last year we were all angry that Matt Quatrero did not get manager of the year. We were all mad about it. So anybody that was mad about that happened last year, I feel like nobody should be able to sit there and say that Q should be fired or that he is an awful manager or bad at decision making. We trusted him enough last year, and I think we need to trust the process this year. And I don't. Yeah, sometimes it's questionable, but again, we put our trust in him last year. We got to put our trust in him this year, and it's going to happen. We're going to get the ball rolling. I was at the stadium last night. It was rocking. It was awesome to be there. We just got to get off cue a little bit as a fan base.
Wow, Preston, I appreciate the phone call. My advice then would be you probably shouldn't listen to a post-game show after a loss, because these shows were born by blaming the manager. And that's expected. And no, I also disagree. If people were upset that Q didn't win manager of the year last year, they're allowed to get upset with them this year. And kind of a straw man argument, no one's asked for him to be fired. No one said he's awful. A few Royals fans have called in and second-guessed a decision that he made. There's nothing wrong with that. But Preston, way to support the team. You know, way to support your manager. I got no issue with either side. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. And again, the decision that is being discussed, or at least brought up, by a few on the phone lines, is the decision to run Steven Cruz back out there in the eighth inning. But once you put Cruz out there, he's facing Nimmo, Lindor, and Soto. It's not, oh, he gave up a leadoff single, let's pull him. It's just not allowed. So do you give Estevez the eighth and the ninth and hope that he can get six outs? That's a pretty big ask. Do you give the ball to Estevez, only ask him to give you three outs, and then turn to Schreiber in the ninth? Man, it's tough. It's tough. And to me, I don't give the coaches much credit. I also don't give the coaches much blame. I love on the players, and I point finger at the players when they fall short. And Steven Cruz didn't get the job done tonight. Would this game have gone different if Estevez pitches the eighth inning? Yeah, possibly. Possibly. Certainly no guarantee that he goes through an offense that's been one of the 10 best offenses in Major League Baseball this season. No guarantee that Estevez is going to carve up that offense across the final two innings when the game's on the line and you're going to get the best approaches that these guys have brought all night long. Again, I have no issue second-guessing the manager. That's what this show's about. Speaking of the bullpen, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game is Angel Zerpa. After Michael Wacha left, after five innings, Royals were down 1-0 at the top of the sixth inning. Zerpa comes out to face Juan Soto, gets some swinging through 98. Pete Alonso, he strikes out staring at 97. And then Mark Vientos grounds out to Michael Garcia at third. So a 16-pitch, 1-2-3 sixth inning for Angel Zerpa. But again, with no Lucas Ursig, everybody else had to do a little bit something more. Zerpa comes out in the seventh inning and strikes out Jeff McNeil, swinging through 98. He walks the next batter, but then he's picked up by Steven Cruz, who retires the next two. So it's an inning and a third of no-hit relief for Angel Zerpa. The lefty, over the past 2 months of baseball, Zerpa's thrown 24 and one-third innings. He has 25 strikeouts, and he's allowed 23 base runners. His ERA over the past 2 months of ball is 1.85. Zerpa, for that performance tonight, is the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, and for winning the award, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Angel Zerpa. Let's go to Ian in Olathe. Ian, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey there, Vern. How are you doing tonight?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Kind of hard after a game like that. I have two big things that I've been thinking about lately with this Royals squad. The first one, I believe that, I mean, I had to experience like 2017 through 2023 Royals era with Matheny, late Yost, and then Cotrero dealing with some pretty poor seasons. And I feel like this year and last year, we've seen like highlights of greatness from this team. And I feel like the fans are really expecting that every game, being why they kind of are hating on Cotrero here. I feel
they should expect it. No, they should expect that. You should have high expectations. This is a different city now.
I agree. I mean, I think though we've had teams though in the past that have really disappointed our fans, and this is the year that I think everyone's looking for us to make a move to do something big.
Yeah, this has been disappointing too.
As a spectator and as a fan, I just want to know what your opinion is on people giving up on the Royals this year already, because I'm seeing people saying that this is a bust, that Cotrero's a bust. I still believe in him, but at what point do you think we start selling as far as trade deadline moves? Or do we still buy at this trade deadline? Or what's our move going into late July, early August?
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks for the phone call. I kind of just laid this all out. The Royals still control their fate. Win your series at home, go 500 on the road, and you'll be an 86-win ball club for the second consecutive year. If you win 86 games, I think you'll be there in the postseason. So, right now, I would say make the team better. But if they lose tomorrow and Sunday, I could be singing a completely different song. So, we'll see. I certainly don't think they need to sell right now. If they want to buy, go for it. Yeah, why not? Trade deadline is July 31st. 14 games still to play before the deadline. There's been no real action. And, the only thing I think the Royals must do is trade Seth Lugo. But right now, if you did that, that would be a white flag. And I don't think this team needs to wave a white flag. If I'm John Sherman, I refuse to allow this team to wave a white flag. And until you can prove to me that we could offset the loss of Seth Lugo, whether that's with another starter or this offense has turned a corner to where now they can carry some of the load. It's not all on the rotation. Until you can prove to me that this Royals team can handle the loss of Seth Lugo, I'm hanging on to him. I'll trade him at the deadline. I'll trade him on the 31st. But not before that. I'll take this thing all the way to the deadline until I have a reason to believe that we can move forward and still fight without Seth Lugo. Now, I don't see that answer coming in the rotation. Rich Hill, Dallas Keuchel, whoever else they're throwing in Omaha, that ain't happening. So the only way I would move Seth Lugo prior to July 31st is if this offense shows out tomorrow, performs big on Sunday, and bombs away in Miami coming out of the All-Star break. Until we believe that this offense is more like the 2024 offense, which was basically Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi doing everything. Until we believe that Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are back to their All-Star ways, with the hand from the All-Star Michael Garcia, until we believe in this offense, no, I'm taking this thing all the way to the deadline. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Royals lose game one to the Mets, 8-3. Let's go to Matt, who's down in Houston. Matt, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call again. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, not bad. I just had, well, one, I wanted to thank you for, you know, being rational about Q, defending him. You know, easiest thing to do is blame the manager. I'm sure you're very familiar with that, right? But I did have a couple quick questions for you. First was just, you know, you watched all the games, I have as well, pretty much. And what leads us to believe that when we play these good teams like the Mets, like the Yankees, Detroit, whoever it may be, that we can win consistently? Because, you know, I just haven't seen it so far this year. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, you know, we say 14 games left. We have to buy or sell. I don't think anyone's thinking we can sit pat with this team. What record would you like to see before, you know, you make a decision one way or the other? Better than 500 buy, worse sell? Just wondering your thoughts on that in particular. But thanks as always.
Yeah, no, I don't have a number in mind like that. It's, yeah, sorry. Baseball's not black and white, guys. I'm sorry. It's just not that easy. I'm sorry. Maybe there are other sports radio hosts that present the game as if it is black and white, and if they have this record, then that's that, and if they do this. It's a day-to-day thing. You got to watch. You get a feel for the team. You get a feel for the confidence, the body language, the belief in one another. Things change so quickly in this game. Anyone that's making declarative statements about the game of baseball is an idiot. I'm sorry. I mean, unless it's, you know, a GOAT of some sort. You know, Denny Matthews can make declarative statements about the game, okay? Dusty Baker can make declarative statements about the game. Most of us, just sit back and watch. The Royals don't need to make a move today. Now, if they want to be bold, you know, if you want to part with one of your top prospects to bring in a bat, boy, that would be bold. Because as Matt correctly points out, through 95 games, there is no real reason to believe that this team can do what good teams do. Win their series at home and go 500 on the road. There's no real statistical evidence to believe that the boys are going to go from 3 games below 500 to 10 games above 500 when it's all said and done. But if the people at the top believe in this bunch, and they believe they're one bat away, and they're willing to trade a Carter Jensen or a Blake Mitchell — by the way, Blake Mitchell had his first big game at the dish since returning to the high A team up in the Quad Cities, coming back from that broken hamate bone. Mitchell tonight had 3 hits, a home run, and a pair of doubles. Nice to see from the top prospect in the system. But even Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic earlier today talking about the Royals being buyers and fielding calls from teams interested in their catchers. The 22-year-old Carter Jensen, the 21-year-old Blake Mitchell, and the 19-20-year-old Ramon Ramirez. Royals have some young catching prospects. Would you be willing to part with them? Any one of them. Would you part with one of them and one of your good young arms in A-ball? Would you part with one of your top prospects, one of those catchers, and an arm that you value down in the minor leagues? Would you part with two of them to bring in a new number 5 hitter? Well, you want to say yes, of course. Please, let's go, baby. But then there's also the push and pull of, is this offense just one bat away? If that one bat comes in and, you know, Salvi and Cag slot down, how much better is this team? Does that mean that Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are going to stay as hot as they've been over the past 2 weeks? Is Cags really going to take off over the course of the final 67 games of this season? Is Jonathan India going to continue to get on base at the clip he has here in the month of July? India's on base percentage .370 here in this month of July. Maybe, listen, even if you do, I still think you need to move Seth Lugo. You're not going to re-sign him this offseason. I think you need to get something for him. Now, I'm not holding my breath that it's going to be another Cole Reagans. But I don't see how you can let Seth Lugo walk for nothing. As of right now, I'm willing to take that all the way to the deadline. But no, sadly, I don't have a win-loss record that's going to ultimately decide whether or not I would be willing to go for it. I might have your answer Sunday. Let's see what happens over these final two games. Royals get swept by the Mets, man. I'm going to have a tough time pounding the desk saying, go be bold and bring in that big bat. But what is selling? You know, what are we talking about when you say, Vern, do you want them to be sellers? Seth Lugo must be traded. I agree with that today. Other than that, what is selling? Is trading Mark Canna noteworthy? No. Trading Michael Lorenzen? I mean, you're not going to get much anyway, so what are we talking about? What is selling? You're not Michael Garcia, Vinny Pasquantino, Chris Bubich? No. I don't know if I'll ever get on board with moving any of those three at the deadline. This offseason, you want to have a conversation? Okay, possibly. But at the trade deadline, I don't see you moving anybody with years of team control. So what are we really talking about? What is selling? You're not going to be a big seller. I'll tell you that right now. Unlikely to be a major buyer. Very unlikely to be a major seller. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Blake in Harrisonville. Blake, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Listened to you for a long time. I don't know if I didn't listen to you tonight for a long time, but I don't know if I was shortcoming on this or not. But first inning, Jonathan India, on his injury, he got his hand stepped on, right? So why couldn't he run? And I honestly think the third base coach should have waved him on and Witt would have scored. So that would have been a 2-0. And I know it hurts, and I completely understand that part of it, but he got his hand stepped on, not his foot, not his ankles.
I mean, they are metal spikes. So let's not act like you're a tough guy here. You know, I mean, they are metal spikes.
Well, no. And I agree with that. I'm not a tough guy at all, but can you not run 90 feet?
Yeah, I'm not Jonathan. I appreciate the phone call. Listen, I'm not Jonathan India. So, you know, yeah, fair point. But like I said to start the show, and you acknowledge you missed it, so that's understandable. I have a tough time being upset with anybody tonight. Steven Cruz, yeah, it's your loss. But man, the young man's been so good this season. He was unable to pick up Lucas Urseg. That's unfortunate. I still think Steven Cruz is a really good reliever. I still think Lucas Urseg is very reliable. I'm not upset that he wasn't able to go tonight. I'm not upset that Steven Cruz was unable to go, you know, unable to pick up Urseg. And no, I have a tough time criticizing Jonathan India for a lack of, quote, manning up, because that's all this dude has done all season. He hasn't really produced up until the calendar flipped to July, but what he has done is shown toughness, right? Getting spiked by Wilson Contreras, taking a fastball off of the head from Emmanuel Clase. I mean, the guy had what? He had like a foot surgery this offseason, bone spurs, right? And what was it, like 3 days ago, he fouled a ball off of that foot, and you could see it still bothering him. Jonathan India's all sorts of banged up, and man, continues to play through it. So I'm not saying you're wrong. You know, he could have walked home holding his hand, screaming, crying, ranting, raving. He could have crawled home almost. And yeah, Bob would have been right on his tail. It would have been 2-0 Royals. I don't disagree with you at all. But Jonathan India's earned my benefit of the doubt when it comes to something like that, when it comes to toughness. You're fair to point it out, but I'm not going to pile on. Offense tonight, 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position. Now, you had a chance, even after that goofy play in the first. Salvi went down swinging through a forkball. Royals lose 8-3. We go to Rick in Bonner Springs. Rick, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, buddy. I got to disagree with you on this one. India is not a winning player. If you imagine a team from the 80s with the Kansas City Royals, Hal McRae, or George Brett laying on third base like they're dying, meanwhile, as hard as it is for the Royals to score runs, or even look at 2015, Hosmer, Moustakas, those guys are not laying on third base, acting like, and then staying in the game. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Dayton Moore would not have Jonathan India on the current Kansas City Royals team. I can guarantee you that. He is not the type of player that helps the team win championships. Vern, I hate to say it, buddy, but you're starting to sound like Don Fortune.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
Don Fortune used to be the Royals pre-game and post-game host back in the 70s and 80s, but he was a homer. The Royals could do no wrong. We got to call them out when they do wrong. Jonathan India is not the answer.
Yeah. Well, Rick, I wish you would listen to the show and heard anything I've had to say all season about Jonathan India. But all right, I appreciate the phone call. I don't know why you would listen to somebody that you think is on the take or a homer. Never makes that much sense to me. But that's all right. That's what happens after losses. I start to catch strays. Disregarding everything I've said about Jonathan India since the trade. Now I'm a homer because I won't crush him and question his toughness. That's interesting. Rick, thanks for the phone call. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
And the pitch to Lofton, and he swings and lofts it into left field, and a diving attempt, and it gets by the left fielder Nimmo. Salvi will get to third. Vance is going to wave him around third. Here comes Salvi to score. Lofton's into second. The Royals tie it 1-1. Boy, Nimmo diving for that sinking liner down the left field line, trying to dive for it on the backhand. Couldn't make the play, and the ball rolled by him and rolled far enough to allow Salvi to come all the way home.
Yeah, tough spot there for Brandon Nimmo. I mean, if we're being honest there, that was a... Welcome back. My name's Josh Vern. Your Royals lose 8-3. They drop the opener to the New York Mets. First and foremost, credit to Nick Lofton for not punching out. Right, down 0-2. He's protecting, reaches down and out of the zone from a slider from the Carrillo. I'm saying that name wrong. Whatever. The reliever for the Mets. Slider down and out of the zone. Lofton reaches out off the end of the bat, guides it into left field, and Brandon Nimmo, love him as a ball player. You know, you hate to tell someone, hey, man, ease up, don't go all out, but you keep that ball in front of you. I don't know, does Salvi even get to third? You know, it's first and second with two outs. John Rave punches out. He was the very next batter. Honestly, that would... Credit to Lofton for putting the ball in play and not punching out, but that was kind of gift-wrapped there by Brandon Nimmo, that first run to tie the game up at one apiece in the sixth inning. Bobby hits a two-run blast in the seventh, and the Royals go up 3-1. But in the top of the eighth inning, Steven Cruz comes back out and gives up a leadoff single, then back-to-back walks, and then he can come out of the game because he's then faced three hitters. Carlos Estevez comes in and, can't wiggle out of the bases loaded, nobody out jam as all three come in to score. And the Mets would go on to win what appears to be a laugher, 8-3. It was anything but. It was a very entertaining, exciting ball game. Unfortunately, the good guys do not come out on top. The loss goes to the aforementioned Steven Cruz. He's now 2-1 on the season. Michael Wacha does not factor in the decision. Wacha goes five innings, gives up one run on only two hits, but he walked three and had a 34-pitch third inning. Gives up a leadoff single. Really no need to go through that third inning. Wacha did a nice job of holding, only allowing one run. And the Mets earned that one run. So for as culpable as Wacha was in this 8-3 defeat, the Mets also did a good job of not beating themselves, right? Not chasing the erratic fastball tonight, the erratic command of the fastball from Michael Wacha. Let's hear what he had to say. Wacha, by the way, remember, while pitching during his five innings, didn't get a single run of support. Wacha receives the worst run support in all of Major League Baseball, and yet he still has an ERA of 3.74. Tonight was his 19th start on the season, and he still, on average, is giving the team just about 5 2/3 every time he takes the ball. Let's hear what tonight's starting pitcher, the 34-year-old Michael Wacha, had to say after the game. Audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
You know, it was a little bit of a grinder out there for sure. Just loose command at times, or, make some competitive pitches and not get some action on it that I was trying to get. But, was able to limit damage there in that one inning, and then felt like got in a little groove there last couple.
Yeah, you only needed 16 pitches to get through those last two innings. Just how big was that, for you and this bullpen to get through five?
Yeah, no, for sure. It was not looking that way early. A lot of pitches, a lot of long ABs, and then was able to kind of settle in there and kind of rep them out there last couple.
With the delay and everything of that nature, did that affect you at any pace about getting ready for your routine tonight?
I mean, it affects you, but, I've had a number of those throughout my career, so kind of understand what to do to keep the body hot and, stay kind of locked in whenever they tell us to go. So, no, I mean, as far as affecting me out on the field, no.
Is there any difficulty facing a team like that can remain patient and, having to be, more efficient and execute your pitches?
It's a tough lineup. They got a really good club over there. So, you got to be on, every pitch for sure.
Well, this was a close game that you guys just missed out on a couple opportunities to really, flip this one. I guess, what do you feel like this team can do to maybe get it going the next 2 days before the All-Star break?
Yeah, no, I mean, we've been playing some really good ball here as of late. You know, it showed again today. You know, obviously this one kind of got away from us there at the end, but no, I mean, we played a hell of a game. Big time homer by Bob. Some really good defense. Mikey had a heck of a play down the line on the bunt. You know, there's a lot of really good things in this game. So we got to remember that and just, you know, show up tomorrow like we always do, ready to compete and get after it.
That was just a great play there. Yeah, he's right about Michael Garcia. Man, that third inning had so much. I said I wasn't going to go over it, but I find it too interesting not to. It's a scoreless game in the top of the third. Luis Torrens, the eighth hitter for the Mets, hits an elevated slider, a 1-1 offering from Waka. Up in the zone, he smacks it to left field, to left center field for a leadoff single. Tyrone Taylor, the nine hitter, then lays down a sacrifice bunt, I guess. Looked to me like he was bunting for a single. Michael Garcia charges, bare hands, and makes a great throw to first to record the out. So there's a man on second now with one out, scoreless game. Leadoff hitter Brandon Nimmo step into the dish. And, you know, I mentioned earlier the strike zone was all over the place. Looked to me like Waka got squeezed a couple of times in that plate appearance, and it results in a walk. So first and second now with one out, and Frankie Lindor steps to the dish, and he goes with a cutter that's down and out of the zone. A full count offering, but Lindor's not trying to get big. He goes with it. It's on the outside part of the plate, so he lines it to the opposite field. Bases loaded, one out. Juan Soto steps to the dish in a scoreless game. Waka gets ahead 0-2, then 1-2. The fifth pitch of the at-bat, Soto fouls it off of his right shin. Now, it looked like it hit the shin guard. I'm guessing it didn't because he was limping for the rest of the game. But he fouls it off, walks around the entire stadium before he steps back into the box. And when he does, Waka hits him with a changeup and Soto had no chance and he strikes out swinging. So now it's bases loaded, two outs. Waka might get out of this, but he has to go through Pete Alonso. Alonso wins an eight-pitch battle with Waka, and he draws a bases-loaded walk. That's how the Mets took a 1-0 lead, and that's how they would maintain their 1-0 lead up until that Nick Lofton RBI double, courtesy of the diving Brandon Nimmo, in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1 after six. Royals go up 3-1 thanks to Bob's home run in the seventh. That two-run blast from Bobby, his 49th extra base hit on the season, that's sixth most in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vernon. Certainly the crowd was into it tonight. There's a lot of people in a beautiful sky tonight. But, yeah,
no doubt.
Those last few innings were just a one to forget. You know, Steven Cruz has been pretty good reliever so far, and so – I just want to, you know, give a credit to him. I would love to see Jaron Duran in Kansas City. You know, like you said, you might have to give up one of your top pitching and catching prospects to get a caliber of a player like him. But I think he would be a well-rounded player out there in left field. And I hope to see the Royals win July 21st in Chicago as I'm heading up north, Vern. So.
Flax. I love it. Garrett, have a good time, buddy. And yeah, you're right, man. How about those baseball skies tonight? Oh, I can't wait to see what, let's see if Jason Hanna was out here, the photographer from the Kansas City Royals. He always gets the best shots. And yeah, it was like the sky was on fire tonight. It was gorgeous. Let's go to Nate in Baser. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Nate. How about Connor in Overland Park? Connor.
Hey, Vern.
Post game show. What's happening, buddy?
I thought we played all right tonight, but we should not have lost that 3-1 lead, and I'll be out there Sunday. So I'll see you there.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't know if you heard about Sunday, but Cody and Gold, I think it's 10:30 it starts. They're going to have a barber out here giving people the Bobby Witt Jr. haircut. Cody and Gold, they're going to be out here handing out wigs and Bobby Witt Jr. sunglasses as they're starting a Bobby Witt Jr. fan club.
Where exactly are you located?
Where are they going to be located? I'm not 100% sure yet.
No, where are you located?
Oh, where am I? I'm right across from, how about this? Right next to First Aid and the Mother's Room.
All right, I'll come find you, man. Sound good?
I hope so. Yeah, sounds great, Connor. I'll see you then, buddy.
All right, bye. Have a good night, Vern. Right. Go Royals.
Yeah, there you go. Nice dismount there. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Royals lose 8-3. Let's take a look at the text line. 913-586-7965. Matthew writes in, Vern, do you think the Royals are in trouble if we lose this series to the Mets? Trouble? Yeah, I mean, I don't. I guess I have a tough time. How do we define trouble? I'll say this. The Royals will no longer, in my opinion, control their fate. They will now need some help. If they don't win this series, I'm not to the point where they need magic, right, where they need to get on a 51 New York Giants type of run or a 2024 Detroit Tigers type of run. But you're getting awful close to making a bet, a roulette bet on double zero. You're taking a 1 in 1,000 shot here. You're hoping for something miraculous. So, yeah, I guess the answer to your question is yeah. Yeah, I think they're in trouble if they don't win this series. Because if you don't win this series, all you're doing, in my opinion, is validating everything that we've already thought about this team. The rotation's great, but the defense leaves way too much to be desired for a team in this stadium, in this organization. The base running's not consistent enough. Offense isn't deep enough. Some want to question the toughness. Some want to question the bullpen. The health of an Urseg, the health of a Cole Reagans. Yeah, lose this series, and it's going to be real tough to make a case that they're one run away. Because by then, we're 97 games into the season. They'll still have time, sure. But they're going to need things outside of their control to happen, right? You're going to need injuries elsewhere on other teams. You're going to need a collapse here, a choke job there. So I guess I'm saying, yeah, they'll be in trouble. So you know what? Win the series, right? Blake Schneiders, thanks for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. We'll be back coming up in about 12 hours. On Deck Show at 2 o'clock. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
On to the track, leaps, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.